Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to start off this evening by acknowledging the Supreme Being. In the name and in the power of Amen, we trust. We, the solar beings, we breathe, we live, we move forward, and we have our being, and we are free. And I just want to say peace to the gods and the goddesses. I am Sinetra Menkarays, and I would like to thank you for taking the time out of your evening to listen to the Amina Rays broadcast. I'm going to start off by mentioning a common a really wonderful event that happened here today in the town that I live in. I can count on my hands how many times this year, and we're in May 2015, and time is really moving forward very quickly. I had a mentor once who said that in the days to come, we couldn't be slow about doing things. Couldn't be. We would not have the. We would not be able to afford, the luxury of being procrastinators. Because in the days to come, looking forward and moving onward and seeing ourselves, in the future, time was going to speed up. And what we had known as a slow moving day was going to actually be like living 9 days in one. So, here it is. We're already mid-May. And the time went by so fast. Now, I was going to mention about this the day we had here in this town. Like I was saying before, I can count on one hand how many real serious rainstorms we've had. And we had one today. We actually had one of the most beautiful lightning and thundering rainstorms. And I was just absolutely, excited about it. When you see the glorious phenomenon of the lightning striking across the sky, these are things that, are well, I would hope that they're not man-made. The thunderclaps and the lightning strikes, man, they were just something to behold here in this town today. And I could hear, the children in the neighborhood, oohing and on, because it's a you get energized, you get invigorated, just like you do from the sound light, receiving, that power and that energy, from that thundering and lightning. It made me think about the movie Powder. And yeah, it was a really it was a good experience. Now, today's topic is going to be the cosmic, universal, natural law and order of Amen. And the cosmic, this is just my opening. I like to read it out because I really want to improve in my delivery of the broadcast. So I decided for me it'll be best to, just kind of write a couple of things out so I could stay focused. Now, with the cosmic, universal, natural law and order of Amen, this is something that transcends. It raises us above the submission to the man-made religions of man. And we're going to talk about that. That's going to be a part of the discussion. Now, the intelligence in the Word of God today is only being received by those of us who are opening our minds. We are seeking after the truth. We really have a desire to know why it is that, well, we have been lied to in religion. And then, after we know, it's time to move on, it's time to move forward. Now, to be able to make intelligent changes and to evolve out of the mental condition of submission and servitude And we just have to call it what it is. You know, some of the slave making religions, we really, you know, have to acknowledge them for exactly what they are. And in doing so, you know, that gives us the ability to transform, you know, to make the transformation that is necessary. It's going to be necessary for us to be able to go towards our higher self, because one thing that man-making religions have not done is they have not give us the true knowledge of God, the supreme intelligence, so that we can, you know, evolve ourselves. We can alter, you know, our conditions and make ourselves those beings that, you know, the solar beings desire to become, which are those beings that will see ourselves, you know, moving forward on into the future. And it's really important that we see ourselves as being able to move on forward into the future, because if we don't see ourselves doing it, mankind and the human race is definitely planning against that. They are not planning for the black people, the darker races of people, you know, to be in the future. And they have a good reason, so they think, for that. Now, as we move forward into the discussion, what I want to start off with is, you know, asking ourselves some questions. Now, one of the questions that I would like to ask is, how do we know, as a people, that there is anything that exists out there beyond the clouds? I did mention today that we have this beautiful lightning and thunderstorm, but earlier today, I was able to get out while there was still a lot of sunlight, and I was able to look out there, you know, into the sky, which was the beautiful blue, and I was able to observe, you know, the thunder clouds as they were moving in. And I was actually trying to see if I could detect anything, you know, past, you know, what it is that I was seeing that was coming from the light of the sun. And I will hold my glance at the sun, you know, as I've already shared, you know, that I am I'm a sun gazer. I'm not a intermediate sun gazer, so I do take my glances to the sun and away from the sun, and I do what I know that I have the ability to do. But I was really, really thinking heavily on the cosmic reality of the universe. Now, this is not going to be some space cadet, you know, type of a subject, although that is one of my things. I'm not ashamed to say, you know, that, you know, I'm very, very much interested in, you know, the things of the universe. I'm interested in things that are in the outer galaxies. Always have, always will be. That's just me. So whereas other people, you know, maybe, you know, more concerned about, you know, the things that are happening, you know, on this earth realm, you know, I have my concerns too, because I have to be able to eat and live, you know, just like the next person, and I have to be, you know, about business, or, you know, find myself outdoors because of not handling business. You know, so with all things, there's going to be balance and moderation. You know, however, some people, you know, are not asking themselves questions that we should be engaging ourselves with. Now, when we think about, you know, the question, you know, how do we know there's anything that exists there, you know, out beyond you know, the clouds we see by day, the blue sky by day, you know, the sunlight by day, you know, and the stars and the different, you know, constellations and what other planets that we could see, you know, what we have the visibility to see. You know, living in the city, and the city light, sure, you're not going to be able to see as much as those people, you know, who are in the darker area where the lights are not as, you know, shining so brightly. But when you take into consideration, you know, exactly what is out there, we know at nighttime, you know, it just appears to be, you know, the darkness, you know, the stars, the other planets, but there is also light. There is also what is called a cosmic light. And that light is due to what it is that we call the pure light of the absolute brilliance and essence of who the one true living God, the Supreme Being, and the Creator is. Now, you cannot talk about, you know, things like cosmic light, you know, universal law and order, because without mentioning, you know, the true and living God, the Supreme Being, because He is the pure intelligence from which we, you know, are able to receive these things from. It's very important, you know, that we acknowledge where it is that we, you know, receive things from, because for so long we have been lied to in relationship to where it is that, you know, we are, we're getting our information. We're not necessarily told that we should be receiving the pure light of higher intelligence for ourselves, okay? We are told, you know, to go to church and worship God and let whoever it is who is the preacher or the leader or here worldwide, you know, the head man, you know, whether we accept it or reject it, you know, is the Pope of the Catholic Church. You know? Now some would beg to differ with that. They would probably say that, well, no, you know, that's not true. You know, I'm a Muslim, you know. My imam is so-and-so-and-so. Or, you know, I'm in the Nation of Islam, you know. So, therefore, you know, I go by, you know, what the leader, you know, of the nation is, you know, who is Minister Farrakhan at this time, although, you know, there are some other branches of Islam, along with, you know, other branches of Islam, you know, that are in the Arab communities, you know, which would be your Sunni and your Orthodox doctrines of Islam, or indoctrinations, I should say. Now, with the Christian belief, and you also have the Judaism, you also have Buddhism, and you know, a few other religions, you know, that just don't come to mind at this time. But you know, another question that we can ask ourselves is, how do we know, you know, there really is a God? You know, especially with the new fads that are coming in, where there are, you know, claims of, you know, atheists, you know, that's the new trending thing. You know, they're making the claims that, you know, there is no God. Okay? So, outside of, you know, being told, you know, from the time we were birthed on the planet, most families have identified, you know, with the, you know, with the three major, you know, man-made religions, and we have to call them what they are. We have to speak, you know, we have to speak truth falsehood today if we're going to ever get anywhere. And those three, major religions would be your Islam, your Christianity, and your Judaism. Now, we do know that, what most of us were given, as the representation of God here on earth. And, for the Christians, they were given the Christ figure, Jesus Christ, and his prophets, and his disciples who wrote the books in the Bible, and for Islam, we have been given Allah. In the Eastern religions, they represent him as a entity unseen. However, in the nation, through the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they represent Allah as coming in the person of a man, and they call that man Master Farad Muhammad. Now, when you look at Master Farad Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad, as it states in the birth of Master Farad Muhammad, that he had a black father, and his name, if I'm not mistaken, was Alfonso Caldon. And he also had a Caucasian mother who came from the Caucasoid mountains of Europe. I don't know why, but they nicknamed her Baby G. Baby G, short for Gizen or Gixen, if my memory is correct. And I'm pretty sure that it is, because I myself, in my experience of coming up through religion, I spent many years being indoctrinated in the in teachings of Islam. And one of the things that it is very important to make mention of in regards to what it is that we have been given in all of these religions, we have been given men, Jesus the Christ, Master Farad Muhammad, and in Judaism, which is one of the religions that I'm least familiar with, although I do know that the God of the Israelites, they either call him either Jehovah or Yahweh Shah, if I'm not mistaken. But with all three of these different God figures, all of them are representing, the image of who it is that, we just have to, speak the truth, to what the nature of it is. All of these images are images of white men. Now, when it comes to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad did make it very clear to us that what it is that he was receiving and what it is that he wrote in his books, primarily the message to the black man, and then also all of the books. It's really important that we look at the principle that he shared with us, in that he shared that the black man was God. That was the premise of the teaching. Now, in coming to really understand that, we as a people may have heard that, but did we really understand that? And the question, being presented in regards to did we really understand what was being said, is because as it relates to us being told a thing, how do we see ourselves, moving and building and coming together and unifying, as a Godhood or as a God family in relationship to what we are, doing to assist the people in coming to the knowledge of who they are and how they're able to receive it. You know, so is there a obstacle or a blockage, or is there going to be more that's going to be needed on top of just acknowledging the fact that the black man is God? And I would have to say that there is much more that is needed. And it also, it begins with acknowledging the fact, well, okay, if the black man is God, then why? Why did we have to fall under the submission of the other religions in relation to being in submission and being in servitude, you know, to a God that looks other than the black man and the black woman? Now, you know, to some, that may not make a difference, you know, but it does make a huge difference in the scheme of things, because not only does Islam, Judaism, and Christianity come under the commonality of being a man-made religion, they do not give us the pure light, the pure the pure or the higher intelligence of who it is God truly is. And if it is that the black man is God, how did that come to be? These things are not shared, you know, in Islam. Islam, the religion of Islam, you know, was not founded on the basis of the black man being God. This was only given to us through the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is not what the Arabs teach, you know, contrary to what it is that the black Muslims are taught, you know, in the Arab countries. You know, it is okay in their countries, you know, to enslave, you know, the different races of people, you know, that are not of the human race, because that is what, you know, the Arabs are. You know, they're a part of the human race. And the same thing, you know, with the with Christianity. We have a tendency to forget when it is that black people coming up out of slavery, you know, we were handed that Bible, you know, and we were told that, you know, everything was going to be, you know, okay in the great by and by. We were told that, you know, so long as we had Jesus, you know, Christ out of the Bible, you know, and we recognized, because at that particular time, they were not pointing out that scripture in the Bible, you know, where it says that, you know, Jesus had hair, you know, like lamb's wool, and that, you know, Jesus' feet, you know, were like bronze burned in the oven. You know, they weren't pointing that out. You know, it was just something primarily given, you know, to pacify the people. And that's just the truth. Now, when we were given, you know, these gods of these different religions, you know, they failed to explain, you know, that these were all man-made religions. You weren't told, you know, where the origin of Christianity came from. You know, you were just given the Bible and said, you know, get to, you know, making those spiritual songs and singing them, you know, and Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and he looks just like me, you know, he looks just like your master, the white man. That's what they were told when they were given those books in slavery. And, you know, the same thing as it pertains to Judaism. You know, I don't know a whole lot, you know, about you know, the Israelites and how it is that, you know, the those who subscribe to that particular religion, except for that they claim to be, you know, in some cases, I guess, the children of Israel. Okay? Now, I guess that's supposed to put the stamp of approval on that religion, but at the same time, if you are a black man and woman and you are, you know, calling yourself under the identity or the label of a child of Israel, you know, then you're also still worshiping a white god. And you were not told, you know, why it is that you were given this, you know, to worship. Except for, you know, what it is that's in a book that has been partially tampered with. Same thing with Islam. Even though we cannot take away from what it is of pure light and intelligence that I know, you know, that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad received, because it was proof positive in what it is that the intelligence of God helped Elijah Muhammad to do with those people who were practicing what they would call a way of life. You know, if you know anything about Islam and or have had some persons who are in the religion of Islam, you know, the first thing that they will be quick to point out to you, well, Islam just does not mean, you know, submission to, you know, God, Allah. It does not just mean, you know, that, you know, we represented, you know, or we are worshiping a God unseen. And it does not just mean that we, you know, read the Holy Quran and that we make our prayers five times a day. You know, it's also a way of life. And that was evident in how it was that Elijah Muhammad taught Islam, because those men and women who were practicing Islam and living a righteous, clean, healthy lifestyle, they were able to do some things. They were able to do for self. They were able to, you know, manifest the results of those things that they, you know, wanted to do. They produced businesses. You know, they had farmland. There were many things, you know, that the believers who were followers of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, they can claim that they were able to do. Now, in moving forward to the next question that I have here on my platform, because we were not given the complete understanding about why it is that these man-made religions were given to us, we, for the most part, you know, stop asking ourselves, you know, questions that are logical and questions, you know, that would make sense. Now, if we were born into households that were following, you know, one of the three main religions, and we had never been told it was a man-made religion, then also we had never been told that the God of that particular religion, Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, you know, Islam, Christianity, Judaism. Okay, then we were also not told if the religion is man-made, then the God of that religion must be man-made also, and that is a simple truth. So, what was the purpose of keeping this very, very important information from the people? What's the purpose of keeping people in the darkness in regards to who the true living God is? Because we're going to get into that, and we're going to discuss, you know, why it is that it was necessary for mankind to keep this a hidden secret. It needs to be discussed. You know, why it is that this, you know, this panacea, you know, or I should say, you know, this fake, you know, this fake representation of the real, where you're given something in place of the real thing. And, you know, yes, people don't want to see it for what it is, that they're worshiping, you know, a God unknown. A God unknown is a spook. It's a phantom. It's not something that you can, you know, it's not something that you can really get anything from. It's something that, you know, keeps you in a state of darkness. You're not going to get light. You're not going to get energy. You're not going to get logic and intelligence from something that is a spook, from something that is a spirit. These are things that really cannot be understood. They just are. And it's just something that, you know, people are told by those who are put in place to represent, you know, these particular religions that, you know, if you come and you are in submission and you pay your money and you are devoted and you propagate this, you know, and you worship a particular way, you know, then you can have hope. But in truth, you can only have hope in name only. But you're not really going to be able to experience, you know, what it is that the pure light and the high intelligence and the logic, those things that make sense to the mind, what it is that you will gain in relation to power from knowing the truth. And that's not something that, you know, you see happening in the lives of people who are in submission. And that's another powerful word, being in submission, you know, to a religion. And that's not what we were created, you know, be here for. That's not, we did not come here, you know, to be subservient. We did not come here to be slaves. We were placed on this planet in the role of leadership, in the role of king and queen and God and Lord. All those things that we're being told to worship in something that was once upon a time subservient to us. It was the human creation. It was the man-made creatures that were put in submission to us. They did not do anything except for what they were commanded to do. And they were ruled over by the gods of this planet, who was at that particular time the black race. But we're not called that. We were called, you know, the first people. We were called the first people of the earth, and we were, you know, placed here as rulers over those things that were created. And there is a distinction between those created things, mankind and the human race, as opposed to those who were seated here to evolve, to rule this whole planet and everything that you see in creation. Now, I'm going to go back to these religions. I'm going to, you know, touch on spirituality. I'm going to touch on why it is that these religions, spirituality, these human sciences, that have been, you know, coming up, you know, because religion wasn't enough. You know, I guess it began to get boring to some people. You know, some people begin to question and see that if you are locked up in a house of God, you know, as a subservient slave, you know, progression, you know, starts to set in, you know, as the generations come in and the children, you know, are going to be wiser, you know, than their parents. They're going to see things a different way. And that was my experience. I had the very good fortune, I have to say, of being born to parents, you know, who came from parents, you know, who had been, you know, members of the church and members, you know, of the Masonic lodges and, you know, East stars and, you know, all these kind of things. And both my parents, fortunately for me, were married, you know, as very young people. and they decided that they were not going to raise their children that way. They decided because of, you know, the questions that they had in their mind. And, you know, it was just simple. You know, they decided, you know, what it is that they were not going to do. And, you know, they went on their own path, or they went on, you know, the path of that, of the generation at that particular time, you know, which was, you know, dealing with, quote unquote, you know, spirituality and, you know, the human sciences and whatnot. But at the end of the day, as they began to understand, you know, okay, so that ain't about nothing either. You know, that's where I got my first introduction to universal natural law and order. Because when you have a family unit, the man and a woman are going to play distinct roles. Mothers are going to be the teachers of the children. They're going to keep them, you know, educated. They're going to nourish them. They're going to, you know, keep them in order and orderly. And the father is going to play the role of the, hopefully, the maintainer and the provider. And he's also going to be the enforcer of those laws, you know, that the mother sets in the house. You know, that is a part of the structure and order of natural and universal law. You know, you can see that, you know, out there in nature. You know, nobody tells, you know, a lion, you know, how, and you know, the lionesses, you know, how to do their, you know, how to handle a pride. You know, they do that. You know, same thing, you know, with packs of elephants or herds of antelope, herds of buffalo, you know, flocks of birds. You know, they all know their specific role, you know, and they you know, play that role, you know, for the survival, you know, whatever it is that their species is. And that's a part of the high intelligence that you also, that's a part of the pure light, you know, that is received from the Creator. Because the Creator coded, you know, specific intelligence in each and everything so that it can, you know, have longevity as whatever, you know, species or, you know, created thing that it is. Now, because it is that, you know, some people, you know, went the route of religion, spirituality, human sciences, they found themselves, you know, dealing with those things that would have to be, you know, simply characterized as dealing with the unknown. And when you're dealing with the unknown, you know, it is what it is. This simply equates to the people being in, you know, blindness, darkness, and ignorance. Because in dealing with, you know, the different religions and the different, you know, now to some people, they're going to, you know, say, you know, they're going to take up for, you know, whatever it is that they deem to be, you know, the truth. So therefore they hold on, you know, to their, you know, to their Lord and Savior, who they believe is Jesus Christ. You know, they're going to, you know, hold on to the different, you know, things that they may be acquired through holding on to, you know, spirituality. And, you know, some people are not going to let go of, you know, different sciences, you know, that are just basically emotional attachments, you know, that may, you know, make them feel good. You know, it just may be, you know, all about a, you know, feeling good from belonging to something, you know, irregardless of, you know, whether or not it is really, you know, evolving you and changing your life and bringing you out of darkness. Some people will sell themselves, you know, sell their souls and sell themselves out, you know, for something that is just to feel good, you know, or, you know, something that is, you know, puts them in a comfort zone. And that's one of the things that's really important if you are going to go on the path of being likened unto, you know, actually being, you know, a God being, actually being a solar being. You have to break out of the boxes of these things that are, quote unquote, acceptable. You have to be willing, you know, to suffer some discomfort. You have to really be willing, you know, to, if you have to go it alone, hell, so be it. Or not hell, but, you know, look forward to what you got, you know, coming to you as you move on forward into the future. But move forward. Don't just stay locked up in something that you know. And the majority of people, if they're honest with themselves, they know that they don't have a whole lot of questions to some of these things that they find themselves in. But they stay there because of the comfort. And really, in truth, if it's all about being comfortable, then you may as well just, you know, climb on in your coffin somewhere and just die. Because life is about living, and with living comes learning. And in all learning, you know, you're going to have life experiences. And all life experiences are going to be different. You know, some are going to be comfortable and some will not. But you have to be willing, you know, to come up out of the darkness. Now, as I had mentioned before, there's not a whole lot of apparent growth or transformation when it comes to being stuck in, you know, some of these or all of these man-made religions. It's not some, it's all of them. Anything that is not rooted in the origin of what it is that is the truth, and we're getting there. I'm working my way up there. You know, I'm inching my way. Now, whenever you are in darkness, you cannot evolve. You know, that's with any living, growing thing. If you don't have exposure to pure light, I know, you know, that they have some sources of artificial light. You get artificial light, you're going to get artificial growth. Now, but unless it is that you have, you know, exposure to the pure light, that does come from the outer realms of this universe. And it has the ability. Now, it's not that it's going to reach everybody and everything, because, you know, there are definitely qualifications to receiving the light. All knowledge, all truth is not going to be able to be received by everybody. Now, in being exposed to the light and to the truth, there is always going to be room for true growth and the ability, you know, to evolve, so long as you do those things that are necessary to keep on, you know, working and evolving yourself in your ultra standing of the pure light. Because the minute that you stop and you get comfortable, I mean, you know, theoretically, you know, not just that particular minute, but when it is that you think that you don't have to work for it, you know, that's with anything. If you don't work to maintain something, you know, then it slips away from you. You lose that thing. I don't care how hard, you know, you started off, you know. You know, some people mean well. You know, some people have, you know, intent to do something. You know, and as the saying goes, you know, the road to hell is paved, you know, with good intentions. So it's not about intent. What it's about is embracing, you know, and uncovering, you know, the truth, and getting into, you know, that that pure light and that pure understanding of who it is that God is. You know, I know that some, you know, they're just not going to be able, you know, to do it. This knowledge is not for everybody, because there are some out there who are just going to be, you know, deeply rooted in religion. And they're going to hold on tightly to Jesus, Jehovah. You know, they're going to hold on tight to Allah and Yahawashay. You know, I know this. I was once a believer. I know what the mind, you know, of a believer is. I had that mind. I know how it is, you know, that in some cases, you know, believers are going to be worse than those who are not in religion or belief. Because to believe, you have to continue, you know, to, you know, harbor those lies. And, you know, some are not going to have the strength, you know, to come from up under that darkness. You know, that's just where, you know, where they will lie. Now, I'm going to ask a couple of more questions, but before I continue to do that, and then we go a little bit deeper into cosmic, universal law, and the thing that's the most important thing to talk about, which is who it is the pure light, high intelligence comes from, and what things are logical as it pertains to who the true living God is, who is the true supreme being, who is the creator. When I come back, we're going to get into that. And I'm just going to play another song here. Just pulling it up real quick. So we're going to go with Gold Mine by Take Six. Here we go.
But this time I found a gold mine in you.
Okay, greeting to all the solar beings who are, you know, able to continue to go through the broadcast with me. Now, like I said before the song was played, I know that, you know, there are many who are, you know, they're just not going to be able to receive this knowledge, and, you know, that's okay. Even though, you know, there are some who may want to hold on, you know, to religion, the different indoctrinations, the philosophies, you know, even some of these organizations and, you know, what it is that society, you know, wants you to think. I was looking on my Facebook trending and, you know, it was kind of interesting. I read them all and, you know, some of them, you know, seem to just be, you know, blasé incidents that are happening today. But there was one, you know, as it regards to Raven Simone. Now, Raven Simone she's coming out and she's been making quite a few statements. I don't even remember the last one. It's just unmemorable. But in this one in particular, she made the statement that Rosa Parks should be on the $20 bill more so than Harriet Tubman. Now, you know, that is that's her own thought, but there is a reason, you know, because it's all about image. It does not get any better, you know, than Harriet Tubman as it relates to, you know, moving and inspiring and you know, helping, you know, the minds of Black people, you know, mind, body, and soul, you know, take their understanding of who they are, you know, and free themselves, take them to the next level. So I don't even think that would even be, you know, that shouldn't even be a consideration, whether or not it be, you know, Harriet Tubman over Rosa Parks. You know, Rosa Parks' accomplishments do not exceed those, you know, of Harriet Tubman. You know, Rosa Parks, you know, she didn't put her life on the line. Harriet Tubman, you know, her whole courageous, you know, everything that she did was in relationship to, you know, saving the lives of the people and putting her life on the line if she had to do it. You know, but like I said, it goes back to image. You know, why it is that in these three religions you've been given the image of a white man as opposed to a image that is a reflection of your true self. Now, as I continue on into this discussion, I need to move it on because looks like I got 30 minutes to go here, and I need to put more of the emphasis on where it is that we still get pure light from. You know, I've already talked about, you know, being in the darkness and being in the darkness because of religion, being in the darkness because of, you know, spirituality and human sciences. But in doing those things, people have been in the absence of the light. Now, what is being in the light? You have to come to know, you know, that the light comes from our cosmic, our universal parentage. And that universal cosmic parentage that we as people who were put on this earth, you know, to become, you know, as rulers and gods and lords over everything in creation that we see, we were put here by the Amun God. We were put here, and it is documented by those ancient peoples of the earth that there was a name, and it was not Jesus. It was not Allah. And it was not Yahweh or any other made-up name for God that mankind has made. And the name of the God being was Amun. And it is not to be confused with any of those Egyptians, because those Egyptians will bear witness that who it is that they were in communication with. And the name of those God beings, the God family of beings, would be called the Amunite, or God of beings, or the men and the women who were the creators who placed men and women on the earth so that they can rule. Now, in this discussion tonight, you know, when we look at where it is and why it is that we were given light, we're being given light at this time. We're giving pure light, and we are also being given law and order, and this law and order comes to us from Amun for good reason, to be able to move forward. For us to really, truly be able to transform our lives, and for us to really be able to change and harness the power that allows for change and alteration of what it is that we have been, that we want to separate from, you know, those things that have not done us any good, that we get rid of in relationship to, you know, that darkness. And shine the light on, we're going to only be able to get that through being able to self-govern ourselves. But you can't self-govern yourself if you don't know what law and order or what pure light and higher intelligence that will help you to be able to truly evolve. I mean, what is the purpose of, you know, receiving light? What is the purpose of receiving high intelligence? What is the purpose of being able to think outside of what it is that has been fed to you all your life if it is not to be able to move forward and see yourself as who it is that you were put on the earth to be for those solar beings who will be able to receive this message? Not all beings are going to be inclined. They're not going to be able to connect with the pure light because there are qualifying factors. Now, because it is that I mentioned before that those ancient race people had been in communication with the Amunite God family of beings who are present today. They're making themselves known today. They are giving pure light. They're giving the high intelligence you know, they're streaming this information. They're giving the messages to those of us who are able to receive it. I mean, it's one thing, you know, for a signal to go out, but it's another thing, you know, for it to be received, because a wavelength, you know, those things can, you know, hit a wall, you know, hit an obstacle, you know, it can bounce back. But if you're willing to catch it, you know, or if you're making yourself ready to receive it, because you have already, you know, been one who has been prepared, you know, from birth, because you have a connection due to what it is that connected us, you know, here in ancient times. What we were connected through was directly through our DNA and through our bloodline. Now, that may be hard for some, you know, Jesus Christ and Allah worshipers and Yahweh, but I know in the Bible, you know, that the phrase goes, you know, that, you know, you're all God's children of the Most High God. So, you know, if that's the case, then what's so hard about, you know, accepting that for what it is? If you're a child of God, then what does that make you? It makes you a God also. Now, when the Omni God family of beings sent out the signal, and they have people who day in, day out make it their business. You know, the mankind himself is one of them. The elitists make it their business all day, every day, as best as they can to intercept signals and receive signals so that they can sustain their own lives. They have studied and they have worked out in the sciences. They don't have time, you know, for what the messenger called sport and play. They understand that to be able to move into the future and be people of the future, they better do something about how is it they're going to be able to maintain that ability. And a part of them being able to maintain their place in the future is making sure that those who the signal or the pure light or the high intelligence of Amen does not reach who it is meant for. And if it's meant for the solar beings to get it, we're going to get it. We're not going to, you know, rest back on our laurels, as they say. I know that's an old, you know, school saying. People don't even probably know what that is. But you're not going to be sitting on your backside, you know, expecting, you know, something to just, you know, fall in your lap without doing some work. You have to do the work that is necessary to connect to the God family of beings. You got to purify yourself. You got to get out in that sun. You got to get that light. You got to get that pure energy and that essence. You got to let go. You got to let go of those things that have not worked in your lives before. I don't care if it is, you know, the minimum vices, you know, which should be easy to let go. It should be easy to let go of, you know, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, marijuana, you know, being a lazy butt, you know, or a lazy, you know what, you know, it should be easy to let go of those things. It should be easy to let go of, you know, having free sex with any man and woman, Dick, John, Harry, or whatever. You know, it should be easy, you know, to just get your mind right, get your mind straight, get in a place where you can focus on attaining something that's going to allow not only yourself, but your future generations to be able to benefit from. Because if you don't make a change, that's where, that's why
why it is that so many of the generations have found themselves in the darkness in the first place. We were born into it because our foreparents did not take the initiative to receive those light, that pure light and those messages. Some of them did, some of them were able to get what was available at that particular time. Since it is that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had been teaching, I would have to say, Noble Jirali, Marcus Garvey, or, other, teachers of pro-blackness, but they did not necessarily have the ability or know enough to receive the messages from the Amangat family of beings. Because as it goes back to universal law and natural law, we had allowed ourselves to go so far away from what it is that we were put on earth for in regards to being the true rulers of this earth, being the true rulers and the gods and the lords over all of mankind, all of the human races, every single one of them. The first beings, the original man and woman, the original cosmic beings, we who came here with that pure light, understanding, energy, and knowledge to know what it is, what it is that we needed to do to maintain our role and our position in leadership. However, there were universal laws, natural laws, the first natural laws of law and order that were broken are the same law are the same uses or the same devices that they're going to use against the black man and woman today, to basically see the black man and woman off of this planet. Now, for those of us who have, for the most part, been able to hear the high intelligence of Amen and be guided towards this pure light, we are fortunate in that in listening to the Amen God family of beings send us these messages, that we don't have, the God-fearing mindset. We evolve up out of that. That's the first thing you want to do. That's the easiest thing to do, or should be. Once you are able to recognize who it is that the Amenite God family of beings are, and who it is that they are in connection to who you are, then you should be willing to accept and extend yourself to your higher self, which is Amen also. You should be immediately willing to accept your status as a Amen, or as Amen and all women, because it's not like it is with mankind, where there is a singularity, in dealing with the Amen and the all women and the Amenite God family of beings. Family is in there for a reason, because they are connected through our extending ourselves to the pure light and the pure consciousness, and our willingness to evolve ourselves into the higher extension of our true self. We are willing to, transform in the power and the light, which is something that you're not going to get through religion. You don't talk like this in Islam. You don't talk like this in Christianity and Judaism. What they do is they give you old books of old stories and repeat those old stories of what people in the past have done. what it is that you might be looking to do in the now, but there is no seeing yourself as a future extension of being God. And that's something that it is imperative that our children know that they should be doing. They need the pure light and the pure intelligence and the logic and the common sense of who it is that the actual God is. Now, what it is that, you know, put us on the bottom from being on top was the breaking of the universal law. The first law that we broke was in the mixing of our seed. Wouldn't it make sense, or doesn't it sound logical that to be able to receive a pure light, that you would have to have a pure mind and a pure body and a pure soul? If you have those things, that should be enough to allow you to move forward and to be renewed. However, if you do the reverse of those things, and or if you just mix a element with something that is a pure element, then that's going to make that element what that's going to do is that it's going to make a substandard product than what it could have been if everything had been able to remain pure. Now, I don't want to make it more complicated than it is. I want to, you know, keep things simple. Keep things on a milk level. In the instruction given to the beings, the original beings who were seated here and who were planted here, who were brought here to rule, we were, the ancestors were told not to mix our seed. And in doing so, they fell from the rulership that they had known. And now it is that we are going into the future. Those all men and all women who are extensions of the Creator, who has made himself again known after all this time, we have to reverse those things that have been done. We have to let go to be able to be pure vessels, mind, body, and soul once again. The mind, the body, and the soul will evolve, and it will transform, and it will be self-governing again. It will be self-governing again because the light, the pure light, the essence of who we are is being made known to us. And now that it has been made known to us, we can continue in the light and the understanding, the ultra-standing of those universal ideas and the natural law and order of man, because those thoughts and those ideas that we get from the pure light of Amen is what's going to be necessary. It's going to be what we need to help us to govern our lives. Now, with the coming of the ultra standing and the pure light of who it is that Amen is, it's really important to acknowledge the fact that everyone is not going to be able to receive the knowledge. It's not for everyone. It is only for a chosen select few. And the same way that the name of Amun, you know, has been hidden. Supposedly that is one of, you know, the names of Amun, the hidden one. It is the same way in relationship to how it is. There is written in regards to the book of Revelation and other books that there will only be a chosen elect few who will be able to receive this knowledge, who will be able to see themselves moving onward and forward into the future, and who will be those who are purifying their vessels and letting go, completely letting go, cutting off those old ideas and thoughts as pertained to what it is that we had lived through. You know, the darkness of religion, the darkness of not knowing who it is that we are, mind, body, and soul, as relates to, you know, our cosmic parentage and what universal law that they gave to us to help us self-govern ourselves so that we can once again be the extensions of our true self. This is not about worshiping. This is about raising our mind, raising our thought, and raising our levels of energy to the power that we came here, you know, to exercise. You know, we came here, you know, to put forth on this earth for whatever duration of time that we are on the earth, until it is that, you know, we are evolved enough to go into the outer realms of the galaxies and visit other universes and visit other planets. You know, these things are awaiting us in the receiving of the pure light of Amun. So with that, we're coming to the last 5 minutes of the broadcast. And I would like to thank each and everyone who was able to, you know, continue through as I am striving with my mind, putting my energy and my effort towards improving and better, you know, deliver what it is that I'm receiving from Amun in my reception to deliver of truth, trying to keep it simple. And not as boring, but there's nothing boring about Amun, you know. The pure light of Amun is, you know, something that, you know, we cannot do without. And the same thing with breath and water, you know, pure food, you know, we need this. So I'm going to close out as I opened in acknowledging Amun, the Supreme Being, the Creator, in the name of, we have our being and freed us to the gods. And again, I am Sinetra Menkarays, and thank you for listening in to the Amuna Rays Broadcasting. And we're going to close out with a selection here. Stevie Wonder, Smile Please.